Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech basketball doubleheader last night at the SDC Gymnasium against the arch-rival Northern Michigan Wildcats. Both teams win. Let's start with Michigan Tech men's basketball. And I guess a sluggish start is what you said, Coach. But once we got to that second half, things really turned around. The Huskies showed their dominance and go on to a big win of 69-58 over Northern Michigan. Congratulations, Coach. And again, what were your thoughts on the whole game?
Thanks. It was a you know what? It ended up being a nice win. We did exactly. I'm not saying I can predict, but we did exactly what I thought would happen. I really thought the guys were crushed Saturday, and rightfully so. They were down, and I knew that, you know, you had a day off, and then coming back, and I suspected that we would be a little bit sluggish in that first half, and then once we got the wind in our sails, we were gonna start sailing. But you know, that's natural for any team. You know, the good teams, the poor teams. You know, you suffer such a tough game and a tough loss that just doesn't go away, and then you got to get your feet. You know, you got to get back at it, and of course you coach against this, and they say they go against it, but it's not the way it always goes. And I was really, really pleased with our second half. We're headed in the proper direction, headed downstate tomorrow to go to Ferris and Grand Valley. But for the most part, very excited about how we played in the second half, and I think we are much, much better in all facets of the game in the second half, Dirk. And it really was a sluggish start.
Coach, how important was it to get back on the horse right away? I mean, was it nice having this game 2 days left of that tough Lake State loss to be able to get it back out on the court and get that taste out of your mouth right away?
Clearly. But I can't say it wasn't difficult. You know, Sunday was tough, you know, getting the guys up and, you know, having to watch the film that the staff did, and then Monday getting it. I mean, it's nice. It really was, because of the bad taste, but it's taxing both mentally and physically, and I think, you know, we're going to have to challenge these guys going down, because we got some tired campers physically right now, and mentally we're going to have to really challenge them, because I think at this stage of the game it's going to turn in much, much more mental. Everybody's tired. Everybody's had the same schedule. Unfortunately for us, we got to go on the road this week, and some teams had the opposite. You know, they'll be coming home at the end of that stretch, and it doesn't make any difference. We can say whatever. It is a road trip, and we have to treat it like it's the biggest game on earth, because it is. Because it's the only one we got Thursday night, and we'll take it from there. But yes, it was great to get that taste out, and now we're back on track and headed down to Ferris.
Coach Kevin Luke is with us from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. And there's no easy wins out there, but you have a pretty good game against Northwood, 82-57, and then you have that game against Lake State, and you have the guy that you want at the line at the end of the game. What were your thoughts at the end of that Lake State game before the free throw attempt, Coach?
The only thing I turned to the guys, meaning the staff, was, do we call a timeout after he makes the free throws to get our defense set? I'm really not sure if Lake State had a timeout or not, but that was my only concern. I turned around and said, are we going to call a timeout to get our defense set? Because you knew they were going to have to throw it long or medium range going to the basket with one dribble. And at that point, there was never a thought that free throw wasn't going in, and I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million more. I wouldn't have wanted anybody else at the free throw line, and he's going to be in that situation again. So it was nice to see him come out last night and knock down his first six free throws.
How about just the play of the bench? You got a lot of guys in there, eat up some minutes for you. How important was that to maybe get the starters a little bit more rest as we head to a couple of big games this weekend?
Well, and that's the way we handle it too at the end of the game there, Wes. We didn't sub everybody out, but we thought we were going to rest. You know, we had Austin back at the bench at the table with 5 minutes, but I said, you know what, it's 20 some points, and I'm not going to take a chance at. I mean, that extra 5 minutes is big, and a chance of, you know, I just don't want them rolling an ankle at that point. So I didn't care about what the final score was going to be, just as long as we had it by one and at the end. And I was, more than anything, I was really happy that all, you know, 15 guys that suited up played. And, you know, I mean, it just, I'm not sure how they feel at the end there, but, you know, it's important to me that, given an opportunity, that we at least get them in there a little bit to get them the game experience and let them know that we're trying for them.
He beat both of these teams coming up this weekend already, or this season. Coach, are you feeling pretty good going into the weekend?
You know what? It's a great feeling, Dirk. I mean, this is what it's about. And our guys have been awesome this year. We, you know, knock on wood, we've been, you know, with the exception of those two big guys, but now they're back, you know, pretty much injury free with the guys. I think we're in a pretty good rhythm. I think the guys have some confidence. It's Saturday's going to be tough because of exactly what we've talked about, the grind of the five games in seven days. But, you know, like I said, everybody's got it, and you can't. I mean, it's a fact, and you know, if you want to challenge it, you if you want it, you got to challenge it and go get it. And I feel really good about the situation. Neither game is going to be easy. Fair State's on a 9-game losing streak, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it was a 1 or 2 point game with 6 minutes up here. So they're if they haven't broke yet, they're going to want to get one fixed. And I'm going to tell you what, that's what our challenge is going to be. Don't let them, you know, don't let them off the hook. Let's go down and let's try to jump on them, do our stuff. And that's all we have to really do, is execute our stuff better than they execute their stuff. And I think our frame of mind is going to be a little bit stronger than what theirs is at this point. And if we can just get after it and do our stuff successfully and harder than they're doing their stuff, I think we'll be in great shape.
You had a chance to see every team in the conference now as you head back through the North Division for a second time. What do you think? Who's the best team in the league, and where do you think you are in the standings, or where you thought you would be?
Well, you know, that's a great question, I say this, and it's not out of disrespect for anybody. You know, Walsh came in here and they played a good game, and they beat us soundly. You know, I think that Walsh is very good. I do think that Lake State's very good, and I'm gonna, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't, I'm not sure where we fit in. I'm you know, until somebody tells me we can't win it, then we're gonna battle to be, and we're gonna try to be in first in the North Division. Of course, we can't do anything about the South, but you know, until somebody says you're mathematically out of, you know, tying or winning the North, you know, we're going after it. And I think, you know, if you talk to the other teams, I think they're gonna put us in that category as far as being competitive and you know, in the upper tier there.
All right, Coach. Well, safe travels. Boy, a tough schedule. This many games and so few days. But they'll take on Ferris State on Thursday night, and then Grand Valley State on Saturday afternoon. That Grand Valley State game will lead right into our Michigan Tech hockey broadcast. So it'll be a nice, seamless triple header for Michigan Tech sports, basketball, right into hockey in an early afternoon game. And, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Keep it going, and we'll talk to you in next week.
Thanks, man. Have a good winter carnival.
All right. That is Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time coming your way here on the Dirk Side.